This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Rebecca Cook will once again be the Democratic nominee for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District in the 2026 midterm election. Cook defeated former Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge in Tuesday's primary election, setting up a rematch with incumbent Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden in November. After the race was called by the Associated Press, Cook thanked Berge for the work of her campaign and welcomed her supporters to rally around their common goal over the coming months.
I also want to thank my opponent, Emily Berge, and her team who worked to build deep relationships across this district and bring people together around a common goal that we all share, to restore pragmatic leadership to Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District and to defeat Derek Van Orden.
Cook also highlighted the strength of the coalition she's built over recent years, as well as the importance of having a representative in Congress who's willing to work across the aisle to help their constituents.
This moment is truly for the people.
Yes. Yes.
The coalition of small business owners, healthcare workers, educators, farmers across this district with whom I've built trust over time. We need more working class people to represent us in D.C. who aren't so far left or so far right, but want to work across the aisle to actually get things done.
Cook fell short against Congressman Van Orden in the 2024 election by less than 3 percentage points, but did outpace both former Vice President Kamala Harris and Senator Tammy Baldwin in the 3rd Congressional District. She cited the increasing cost of health care and the impacts of President Donald Trump's tariff policies as a cause of frustration for local voters, and believes those issues will rally more supporters to her campaign this time around. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Before Tuesday's primary, polling had Francesca Hong as a clear favorite in the Democratic primary for governor. On election night, David Crowley, who had dropped out of the race on July 8th, then re-entered 9 days later with the endorsement of current Governor Tony Evers, held narrow leads for most of the night while totals were being reported. It wasn't until Milwaukee County's delayed reporting of over 24,000 absentee ballots that the race was called in favor of Crowley early Wednesday morning. In addition to Milwaukee County, server issues in Winnebago and Greene counties also delayed the reporting of final vote tallies well into Wednesday. Crowley will face Republican Tom Tiffany in this fall's general election. Plenty of attention was on Northern Wisconsin's 2 contested primaries in Congressional District 7, which became an open seat when Tom Tiffany decided to run for governor. Republican Michael Alfonso, the son-in-law of former Wisconsin congressman and current Trump administration cabinet member Sean Duffy, cleared the field and will face Democrat Fred Clark. Meanwhile, in Western Wisconsin, it'll be a rematch between Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden and Democrat Rebecca Cook in the state's 3rd Congressional District. The Madison police officer who shot and killed Corey Ruiz last month is being officially identified. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says Kiel Badinger Peterson was injured by Ruiz with a knife during an attempted arrest on July 22nd and then fired his weapon at Ruiz. The deadly encounter led to protests at Williamson and Baldwin streets, including an encampment that lasted until last week. Badinger Peterson has been with the Madison Police Department for more than 10 years and hasn't been involved with use of deadly force in the past. The last group of beagles at Ridgeland Farms will be out of the facility tomorrow. Big Dog Ranch Rescue says the final 155 dogs will be released from Blue Mounds, most of which are puppies believed to be just a few months old. This departure will mark the end of a mission by rescue groups to have all dogs leave Ridgeland Farms, a mission that began back in April. Big Dog Ranch Rescue mentioned it has rescued more than 2,100 beagles from the facility to date. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media News.
A bad night for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers will try to avoid the sweep in San Diego after getting clobbered last night 11-2. Kyle Harrison in one of his worst outings, giving up 8 runs on 10 hits, including 3 home runs. The Brewers wrapping up the series before heading to L.A. tomorrow to play the Dodgers. NFL, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he's thinking about playing Jordan Love some tomorrow night against the Steelers. It was a year ago that Love played the Jets in a preseason game game and ended up needing surgery to repair a torn ligament in his thumb.
Obviously, what happened last year sucked. It was very tough. You know, I'm glad the timeline was what it was and I was able to be good for week one, but definitely one of those things you got to take consideration going into preseason and everything. So I think the plan is to play some limited role this week, see how it goes going forward. But that's always, you know, something that you just got to be smart when you're out there trying to avoid taking hits, things like that. But, you know, it is football.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers late tonight. Low in the low to mid 60s tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it is 66.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.